Lights Deprogram, the podcast where we try to get you into an artist. Today's artist is Saint Vincent, and it was hard work coming up with this list. Hard work does indeed work. More on that in a couple weeks whenever Coach Joe, he's going to relaunch, and you are going to be better for it. Just saying, hard work does indeed work. Like I said, today's artist is Saint Vincent, and talk about episodes where an artist I didn't even know existed. And this one is funny because this one I don't think ever even made the list. I think in the Learn 'Em and Love 'Em Facebook group, I think, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jenny, you were talking about it on one of the posts. You just kind of said, hey, what about Saint Vincent? Am I right? Is that how this happened?
That seems about right. Yeah.
So
seems like something I would do.
So talk to me about Saint Vincent. Why did you say, okay, we have to do her?
Well, the thing is that probably this has been on the list for so long that this was back when I didn't actually listen to her very much, and I was wanting for somebody else to do the episode so that I could get into her. And then in that time, I listen to Saint Vincent.
Yeah.
Nice. So when that goes up, literally the panel filled within minutes. I think first, Brian, you jumped on?
Probably. I'm obsessed with her. It makes sense.
So talk to me about it. What is it about Saint Vincent?
Saint Vincent was like, I heard a couple tracks from her third record. And then, of course, she did a record with the greatest artist of all time, David Byrne. And I masturbated so much that people think I've been going to the gym. But actually, I've just been listening to Saint Vincent ever since. So, I had to see her open for the Black Keys in Richmond a couple of years back, and she completely blew them off the fucking stage. It was the sexiest thing I've ever seen in my life. And obsession is a healthy way to describe how I feel about her. There's a lot of unhealthy ways too.
Yeah, I can get that.
Yeah.
She's the sexiest woman I've ever seen in my entire life.
So Jenny puts up Saint Vincent in the group. Brian hops on literally minutes later. You hopped on, Peter. What is it about Saint Vincent? Why did you have to be here today?
She wasn't somebody that I exactly stumbled upon. I was looking at top 10 lists for, indie artists for each year, and I would always see her pop up, and I'd be like, oh, well, let me check her out, see what this is all about. And then when I did it, I was like, holy shit, she's fucking good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think the first album I actually heard of hers was the David Byrne duet album. So it's kind of a weird way to get into an artist, for the first time, like when it's a duet with somebody else. But I was fascinated with her, because I started listening to her other music and I start, finding out what she's about. And at the time she had the big thing of the lavender hair. And it was just, she was a character. Like she was such a persona that I was like, I need to know more about this woman. She's fantastic.
Also, when Nirvana got inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, when they decided to do their performances, they each had a female artist fill in for Kurt, and for Lithium, they had Saint Vincent.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, okay, well, if she's good enough for Nirvana, she's good enough for me.
That might actually make me like Nirvana.
Well, hey.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I said it.
Well, hey now.
Somebody's being controversial already.
Jinkies. So when we're putting this together, and since it seems to have been the starting point for Jenny and the masturbatory point for Brian.
It was like my bar mitzvah.
So she did an album with David Byrne. We've included it. And I don't think we were wrong in this, even though almost any other artist, I would argue that it, as a matter of fact, we didn't include Lady Gaga's duet album,
That's such a departure for her, though.
Right.
Compared to this, where, I mean, her and David Byrne aren't too far off musically. I would say that she's the female version of David Byrne and David Bowie. and Prince. So it's not too far off.
So with that being said, Jenny, the crux of everything when it comes to doing these episodes is our 20 lists. So what was it like putting 20 together for St. Vincent?
It was a little harder than I expected. It was harder than L7 for damn sure. when I got to Love This Giant in particular, it was tough for me to choose because some of the songs I like were like kind of more David Byrne songs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
And I really wanted to try to focus on this, like her songs or songs where they were singing together. So that was a little bit tough. And I tried to, you know, I actually got a pretty good balance of the albums, even though like I have a couple of really clear favorites. Yeah, like it was difficult. Like my first pass was like 33 songs or something. And I've been getting better about like my first pass will be like 23 or something.
Yeah.
But this time it was difficult. Like I would just wanted to add every song. I just wanted to add every single one.
There's no filler on our records.
No.
So Brian, you hate me every time I invite you to do this show.
Yeah. I clearly don't like myself very much. I keep enthusiastically joining the show. I'm glad that we didn't include Mass Education, which is like the stripped down version of Mass Seduction.
Yeah.
It's like all piano ballads. I would have completely chosen that entire record and then David Byrne songs and that's it. So I'm glad it wasn't that hard for me, but it was pretty brutal, man. I mean, once you said you had 21, I was like, well, fuck this. I'm adding another one back. So
why should I add another song?
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, I jokingly only talk about her physical appearance, but I'm such in awe of her artist, like her artistry, and her brain is amazing. I can't do what she does, and I'm just in awe of her, of everything about her. The fact that she like directed a horror film too is awesome.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there was this all female horror film. I think it's, I can't remember what it's called. It might be XX. But it's a horror anthology, and she directed one of the segments in it. So
I gotta see this.
Yeah.
So
she's just an all around goddess for real.
So Peter, back to back, you had Pinback in this, and I know Pinback was hard. What was putting your St. Vincent list like?
It was different because usually when I put together a list, like, the songs I pick generally tend to follow a pattern. Like, you know, I tend to like, you know, the hard rock songs more or whatever. But with St. Vincent, like, my list just, it goes all over the place. 'Cause she dabbles in so many different styles of music. And I don't know, like, it was, like, I felt bad, like, leaving off some stuff because
yeah,
there was so many good songs.
Yeah. I found myself, so I've been doing my first passes lately have been just trying to scrub out whatever easy outs there are. And normally they're pretty easy to find. That's why I call them the easy outs. But I've had a brutal month, y'all. Thrice had no easy outs. Pinback had no easy outs. Kendrick Lamar had no easy outs. St. Vincent has zero easy outs.
Yeah.
I think I had 46 initially on my first pass through.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, this sucks. I was able to get it down to 26 on my next pass through, and that wasn't easy in and of itself. And then so, like, I'm looking at these last 26, and I'm like, well, where the hell are these six cuts coming from? Like, I, what the hell? And I've managed to get it down to 22 earlier this week. And I was like, I'll just come back to it Friday. I'll make these last two cuts. And I didn't. I found one more cut that was brutal. And I was like, that's it. I'm going in with 21. I don't care. I don't want to cut any more of these. She doesn't have a sound. There's some sounds that I like a little bit better than others, but like everything she's dabbling into, like straight jazz songs, piano songs, more electronic, super seductive sounding, everything she's doing, I'm into. And
yeah,
it's not easy to peg down this is her sound. So I tried to find who she is within the songs.
Yeah.
And I also had to keep in mind, I was watching the conversation that was happening on the Deprogram page. James had mentioned two songs that we'll leave out, and said that, oh, these are the weaker songs. And when you think about this show, it's not necessarily, it is, the 10 isn't always going to be the artist's best songs, or strongest songs even. It's going to be the 10 that we think are going to rope somebody into this artist. And sometimes that will be the quote weaker tracks. I just wanted to put that out there, that it's whatever we think is going to get somebody into the artist. So that being said, the name of the game is Deprogrammed, and I'm going to repeat myself here. The name of the game is Deprogrammed. We have each combed through St. Vincent's discography and collected 20 songs that we're now going to mash together in an attempt to create a top 10 starter kit for you in case you, like me, have never heard of St. Vincent. So I don't think that, just kind of in that vein, I don't think that this is the strongest, her strongest work, but I fucking love this song. And the minute I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm in for something different here. It really set the tone for what I'm about to listen to with her. Now.
Yep. I got it.
I've got it.
I don't have it.
Okay. Well, we got 3 out of 4, which on a 4-person panel, that is good. But like just the different sounds she's doing just in that right off the top, I'm like, oh, okay, so there's nothing straightforward about her. She dives into, like, there's a point where she brings in the acoustic guitar and it's discordant at times and just, what is it? Shit. What's the fucking line? Why can't I think of it? I had the line. I had the line until like...
Line!
I had the line in my head 15 minutes ago, but, what is it? I'm not, and then she goes into, I'm not your mother's favorite doll, I'm not, you know, this, yeah, that, and the other.
I'm not the carpet you walk on.
Yeah.
I'm not the small atomic bomb. Yeah. I'm not anything at all.
And then it just kind of, it picks up from there, and then just like the start stop nature of it, and I was like, oh, so this, she's a soundscape artist. And I feel like this really, again, it may not be her best track, but I think it encapsulates, like, right off the bat, you hear it and go, okay, I'm in for something different. So
I found a lot of, like, amongst her, like, hardcore fan base, they will say that her first record is their favorite record, even though they know it's not the best that she's ever done. They just, it's a sentimental, like, emotional favorite for all of them. So
I get it. I get that.
And she's a really good guitarist, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's fucking amazing guitarist. Like that's what I first noticed when, like, the opening song, when because I got to see her headline at the Norva too during the Mass Seduction tour, but like she was on tour for self-titled when she was opening for the Black Keys. She came out and just played guitar, and I honestly was like, this is like Prince. I'm watching, yeah, Prince right now. Like, she is an amazing fucking guitar player.
I didn't know that she played. I guess I should have looked into,
oh my God,
it. That changes things. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so my list is going to be wrong. Okay, let's move over to Jenny.
Oh, me? Oh, shit. I just read the comments from James Duval, and I hope that you get really mad at us, James.
Oh, he has one of those songs on there. That's great.
Yeah. You know what? I think I'm going to start out that way. I was going to go a different way to start, but I'm going to start out by pissing off James Duval and go with Mass Seduction.
Damn right.
Because I think that was the first song that, like, I 100% like loved when I listened to, you know.
Yeah. It's a slutty song. I get it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've got it.
I don't have it. But
I don't have it.
Okay. Well, two of us.
There's nothing against it.
Two of us do, so it's in the conversation. I can't turn off what turns me on.
Turns me on.
God, that's,
yes.
I mean, it's simple, but goddamn, that's a good fucking line. And then the way she presents it, I can't turn off what turns me on. And just it's sexy. It's seductive. No shit. Mm-hmm. And it's just a good track.
But it's a powerful, seductive song. It's yes. not like, you know, like a come hither kind of thing. It's like, I'm going to fuck you.
Yeah.
kind of vibe.
And you know what? It's going to be, there's going to be some weird shit. And I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm into it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, two of us got it. So it moves over to the conversation. All right, Brian.
Okay. This is the first conscious song of hers I ever heard. Cheerleader.
Yes. Yeah.
I've okay. got
yes.
Oh.
Yes.
All
fuck
right.
Yeah.
We got one. In a four.
Yeah.
Plus... Hold on. I fought with this one because I honestly thought I was wrong.
I was on the same page with you, Justin. I was like, I don't know if I should include this.
I it's one of her best works. I mean, it's one of the only songs from her older catalog she still plays. So
I'm trying to get to, you know, the meat of this. Here, let's skip it forward a little.
A hook.
There it is. That's undeniable.
Jeez.
Yeah.
I just like, oh, that's, yeah, no, I can't. I kept coming back to that part. Every time I'd play it there, I was like, oh, no, that's in. And yeah. not only is it a unanimous pick, which is hard to do on a four-person panel, I have to reiterate, we actually got that from the audience as well.
Nice. Yeah.
So.
And it's the first round. Like, how often do you get a unanimous four-panel person pick?
I'm just so great at this show.
That's why you're on here all the time.
All right, Peter, where are you going first?
I'm going to go to her self-titled album, and I'm going to go with the Digital Witness.
Yes.
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 Oh!
Yep. Wow. Yeah.
All right. Also, another one that got brought up by the audience. So, clearly, we're right. Look, you know, like, come on.
Right away.
Yeah. And so, this comes off the back of... the David Byrne record, right?
Yeah.
This is the album yeah. that follows that. And so you can hear it a lot clearer in this song that
yeah.
she pulls from David Byrne.
It's got the horns that are indicative of like latter day Talking Heads and David Byrne. So that's why I think that their album together is not dissimilar to either of their sounds whatsoever.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Wow. We got two unanimous in the first round? Wow. On a
we got plenty of time to fuck up.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's all downhill from here. It's going to be Depeche Mode from now on.
All right. Let me find these songs so I can put them in the right place. I should have done that initially, but your boy ain't so smart sometimes. There it is.
Can we put the list up again like we usually do?
Oh,
so I can see it.
Yeah, I mean, I can do that. Hold on. Let me do switch.
I just don't want to have to keep asking you to repeat. That's all.
That's fine. Blah, la, 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 share screen. You, right there. And you should have screen.
There we go. All right, cool.
All right. So we've got two unanimous and two in the conversation off of the first round on a four-person panel. Like, again, I'm just saying, man, that's, yeah, that's good. I'm wondering if I should start going a little deeper and trot some of these misses out or just stay up near the top. I'm going to stay up near the top. This one, I couldn't avoid, and then I listened to it again, further solidifying it, like, right before we went on. Marry Me.
Yep.
Yes.
I got it. It's the first of the Johnny trilogy. So yep. I included. Yeah.
All right, so we got...
Oh, I don't have it.
Okay, okay. That's okay. It goes into the conversation. Oh, wrong screen. Dummy. We got three. Marry Me, John. I'll treat you well. That it's just, it's gorgeous.
I loved that this was one that, like, it sounds really sweet and sounds kind of romantic. And but I heard something in it that I was like, I need to look into the lyrics on this. I'm going to research this song. And it's so fucking cynical.
Any song with Johnny in it is not what it appears to be.
Right, right. The other fun thing that I found as I was researching that song is that it's a reference to Arrested Development.
Oh.
Like how Maybe would always say, marry me.
Marry me.
It was actually a reference to that.
Babysit me. All right. I like that. I like that a lot. All right.
I knew you would. I had to.
All right, Jenny.
Okay, so like I said, the first album that I listened to was Love This Giant. I think then I listened to her self-titled, and I wasn't sold 100% the first time I listened through it, because she's so different, but she's also, you know, fantastic. But like one of the very first songs that I absolutely fell in love with from her was Birth in Reverse.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
It was my 21st add-on. Like I was like, oh cool, I'm gonna go add this then. I referenced it in a joke I told at stand-up one time. So
nice.
I fucking love it. I was doing jokes about this gentleman's giant hands. I was like, oh, if you get fingers, it'd be like a birth in reverse. Yeah, it was good. He was very embarrassed. It was some random guy in the crowd.
I love the opening line. Like, what an ordinary day. Take out the garbage.
The garbage masturbate. Yeah. She's my kind of woman, man. I mean, too bad she's mainly attracted to women. I'll put a dress on.
So you're saying I have a chance?
Yeah, I'm saying you have a chance. Also, not sleep with her, just like me.
No, that one was a real, real close one. If I had to put a number on it, it was probably like one of those, like 26. Like it was one of those last brutal six cuts that I was just like, what? I had that same feeling about Birth in Reverse that I did about Cheerleader. Like, am I the only one here? So,
yeah, she did a live performance of this on some late night talk show. I don't know which one, but just watch that performance and her playing guitar and like the little dance that she has with her bandmates. It's Jesus, great, man.
All right, Brian.
Okay. I'm glad I'm the first one to bring up the David Byrne album. Rightfully so. Who?
Yes.
Nope.
I don't have that one.
Wow.
Yeah, that was a tough album.
Yeah, I agree.
Sorry.
It's hard to find the ones that are either split perfectly 50-50 or are more her. It was a tough album. It was a really tough album, but
yeah, I mean that one I think is a good 50-50.
I thought so too.
Yeah,
it definitely made my first cut. If it makes you feel better, it was in my top.
It doesn't 30. Make you feel better at all, Jenny, because it's not on the fucking list.
Go fuck yourself, then.
I will. Thinking about her and that song, actually.
Oh God! All right, Peter. It makes a conversation, though, by the way. It's still there.
It's my conversation.
Yeah.
How about Actor Out of Work?
Yes.
Oh, shit.
Yes, I got it.
Shit, that was like number 23 or something for me.
Boo.
Yeah.
Everything was going so well.
It's still going well. Like
I told you it was going to go downhill. I know.
It's still going well. Like there is no trash yet, which is indicative of her work. Like there is no try. It's going to be painful when there's misses here.
Can we rename the trash, because there's no songs that hers that are trash.
We will call them not listed.
Yeah, let's do that. Something nicer.
As a matter of fact, I'm even going to change it right here. Not okay, listed, because it's definitely not trash.
Thank you.
All right, shoot. What do we have here? Like 7 through on the conversation? Because we haven't missed at all. Move 6. Okay. So there's still room to play with here. Oh, God. Now, do I go ones that feel like they belong? Or do I trot some of my outliers out? Shit. you know, let's piss off James Duvall. I'm going to pick the other song that he listed.
Yeah.
It's in the middle of my conversation, but Savior.
He's just going to start beating people up.
So I got Savior.
Yes.
I don't have it.
I don't have it.
Okay. Well,
I do have it.
I just love it. Again, it's that same feeling of, yo, we're going to fuck. It's going to get weird, but fuck you.
This one is almost like celebrating the weird.
Yes.
It's like, let's do some kinky shit today.
I mean, you would think I would have it on my list, but I kind of agree that they're like, I prefer Mass Seduction to Savior. I think it's a better song, but they're still not. I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I lost my train of thought. I was just thinking about saying that. All right.
But it makes a conversation. So, all right, Jenny.
Okay, I feel like I don't know about this one, but I absolutely love when something is really poppy, but also really dark and cynical.
I do too. Yeah.
I had to pick Pills.
Yeah,
I've got it.
No, it was one of my later cuts. I made room for another song off that record to cut it, but it is a good song.
Now what's
God? I love it.
Yeah, it's catchy. It's again, it's encapsulating, choice of words on purpose. But I think it's encapsulating of what she does. Like, and to be fair, this is like the only song that I had knowingly heard by her. Like, it popped up on one of my wife was listening to a lot of Imogen Heap, and this popped up on a You Might Like for her, and after giving the deep dive, I think my wife would probably like Saint Vincent, but I heard this song and I was like, what's going on here? And then when I heard it come up when I did this, I was like, well, I can't ignore this.
Yeah.
Pills to sleep, pills to fuck, pills for everything, pills for the family. Like, it's
that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
Yes.
It is. Yeah. And then it's a fucked up thing because, like, you know, as far as mental health goes, you know, like, I'm kind of an advocate for, you probably, if you need it for your mental health, you probably should be taking something. But at the same time, like, we're trying to medicate everyone for everything. So it's
exactly,
it is that fucked up balance. So all right, Brian.
Okay. I do see this is on the listeners. It's one of her greatest songs for me. Slow Disco.
Oh, shit. Nope.
It's how I feel every time I go anywhere. I'm so glad I came, but I can't wait to leave. You know? It's a very sad song. I like it a lot.
Did anybody save Brian here?
No.
No. That's fine. I'll just kill myself.
You were gonna do that anyway.
That's your right. You know, to quote the song, I'm so glad I came, I can't wait to leave the show.
Well, our very first not listed.
Thank you. Because if that would have been the first trash, I'd have been so mad if we called it trash.
Yeah. Also, we're officially already out of NTP, just so you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So there's a heavy conversation that's about to go down. All right, Peter.
I'm gonna go to Love This Giant, and what I thought was the perfect blend of both of their styles, her and David Byrne, Ice Age.
Fuck me. Nope.
Mm-mm. No. It was a hard cut.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yes. To be fair, yes, agreed. That's how I feel for all of them. All right, so that swings it back to me, huh? See if we can't land a couple of these. I'm gonna stay on my Mass Seduction kick here, because New York isn't New York without you, love. New York.
Yep, that was one of my. I won't cut this towards the end of my list. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Written about Cara Delevingne, actually, in their relationship.
So we got.
I don't have it.
Okay. Well, we got three. It goes into the conversation. We officially have one now. You're the only motherfucker in the city. I love that. So it's like this tender piano sounding song, And she comes out with that sweet line, New York ain't New York without you, love. But then it picks up and then
You're the only motherfucker in the city.
And then
who could handle me,
Oh God, so fucking good. And then she takes the song in a different direction, like it picks up and it's just that's good.
Yeah. It's a journey.
It's a journey, absolutely. All right. Not to be confused with journey.
No.
But don't stop believing that it's your turn, Jenny.
All right. I'm going to go with Love This Giant also and Outside of Space and Time.
It was so hard for me to cut anything from that record,
oh my
but
God.
I had to do it.
Yeah, I don't have that.
Fuck! That is like one of my absolute favorites.
Oh, well, so is Slow Disco for me, Jenny, so now we're even.
Well, fuck you.
Yeah, again, I agree wholeheartedly.
This song to me is like, I thought it was like the perfect blend of the two of their voices and their styles, and it was just the perfect close to that album.
My penis is very confused by that record, because I don't know who to get harder for.
Both. You can like both.
I'll have to consult a doctor.
It lasted for more than 3 hours, Doc. What do I do?
That album is all the fucking erectile dysfunction aid I would ever need in my life. You put that on and just like, I'm ready to go.
My penis doesn't work. Let me listen to this real quick.
Yeah, exactly. Not that I have that problem, ladies, that you already know. And sometimes gentlemen, don't get me wrong.
All right. Brian, it is your turn.
Anyway,
my penis doesn't weird. Work. Yeah.
Not weird to me. I'm going to go with a song I know probably nobody has because it's not technically on any of her records. It's a single, Teenage Talk. It's one of her best songs, though.
Well, I don't have it.
Nope.
That's fine. Listen to that after the show's over.
I will.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't on the list, so I didn't listen to it. Sorry. My apologies. All right.
It's okay.
Peter, it is your turn.
Cruel.
Yep. Got it.
Let's see. I don't. But
it's a listener one, too.
Yeah, the listeners agree with you. So put that down here towards the bottom there. And this is more up towards the top. Here we go. All right. So the momentum has officially worn off, but
yep.
Yeah.
That's okay. I mean, we're already there. Like I've got technically 10 left, but I have 11 left.
I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Six, seven,
I have 11.
8, 9, 10. I have 10 left as well.
All right. All right. I'm going to go with a song that I could not get rid of. It feels like it was upper middle of the pack for me, but I couldn't cut it. Dilettante.
No.
Fuck.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Fuck.
All right.
That was probably like 22 for me, something like that.
I just couldn't bring myself to cut it. All right, Jenny?
Let's see, where am I going to strike out next? let's go with Strange Mercy.
The title track?
The title track.
Yeah. Title
no,
track,
I
sorry.
Do not, yeah. I only have one song left in that record. It's not that.
Nope.
No.
Ah.
That was a weird record for me. As much as I loved it, I think I only came out with like two or three.
Same, yeah. That was one of them.
I think that's the record where she started to come into her own, like, in the way that, like, Taylor Swift's Red record was like the turning point for her to what she would go on to do.
Yeah.
That's apt. That's fair. I get it.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say that was the tour that I saw her on. So I've got a lot of songs from that record on my list.
Oh, no. think you're just like, well, sorry. Well, shit.
Well, if that's the case, then I know that he and I are going to hit on one song at least.
Okay. So. All right. So let's see. Jenny had Strange Mercy, so it's Brian's turn.
I'll just say it now then. Year of the Dragon, or Year of the Tiger, excuse me.
I have it.
I have it.
Oh, nice. All right.
I don't.
All right. It goes into the conversation. That was another one of those songs, much like Dilettante. I couldn't bring myself to cut it.
Yeah, it was my first pass without even looking, like, because I already kind of know what songs I love, and that was on my initial, like, I don't even have to listen to this. I know it's great.
All right, so...
It made my first pass, not the final.
All right, Peter.
Los Angeles.
Yes.
Yep, got it.
Yes.
Hey!
Fucking love Liz. How can anybody have you and lose you and not lose their mind too?
Dude.
Oh my God.
Dude. Like, dude. So the first time I went through and I heard that, I was like, okay, so this deserves a second listen. And then I was like, you know, maybe it won't make it. But you know, I'll bring it back. And then I listen to it again and I get to that point and I'm like, well, so how the fuck do I cut that?
You can't.
You don't. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so
was that a unanimous?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Three unanimous on a 4-person panel. Like, this is unfucking heard of. I'm scrolling it up to the top. So we all get to listen to Los Angeles for a second. All right. Put that where it belongs. Right there near the top.
It's amazing to me how versatile her voice is. Like, she can do the quiet and kind of raspy kind of voice, and but she's also got a really powerful voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, she can do like literally anything.
I like that this has that, like, here for the verses, it has like that 80s vibe to it, and, you know, akin to, like, I don't know, Tears for Fears, Duran Duran ish. And then this. How the fuck do you ignore that?
Yeah.
It's so good. I can love her.
God, that's good. But the listeners actually agree with us, so we got that one right on all accounts. All right, so Los Angeles was Peter.
Yep.
So, okay. All the ones I already, like, wanted are already in.
Right. Yeah.
So, you know what? I'm going to take a wild swing here. You know, we're talking about all our different styles. I'm going to go with What Me Worry.
No.
It was one of my last cuts.
No, I get it. It's definitely, I couldn't ignore that, like, noir feel, that not quite noir, 'cause it wasn't really smoky, but, like, it's definitely laid back.
All right. We got to add Los Angeles to the,
yes,
the all the way through list, yes, by the way.
This is what I get for doing too many things at the same time.
Ew.
All right. Jenny.
Shit. I feel like you guys are just going to yell at me the rest of the show. That's fine. Oh, I wrote the same song down twice, so I guess I can add another song in. Shit. I'll go with Marrow.
Oh, motherfucker.
Yes, I have it.
I've got it.
Oh, God damn it.
I feel like that one has to go all the way through, honestly. It's one of her best.
It's really, really fucking good.
That was 22.
Ah.
That was number 22.
If there's nothing else from that album represented, that has to be the one, I think.
I'm with it. All right. Brian.
Okay, I'm going to go to part two of the Johnny trilogy, Prince Johnny.
No.
I don't have that one.
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
All right.
I'm sorry that you guys have never been in bad relationships before.
Oh. Oh.
Calm down there, Dice Man.
Oh.
Hey!
No! Oh!
Wait, what am I missing here? Marrow. Okay. Peter.
Jesus Saves, I Spend.
Fuck me. Nope.
No.
Mm-mm. Oh, wait. That one should be... Yeah, it's on my list. I was going to say, like, that one absolutely... I remember liking that one a lot. But I didn't see it because I'm sleepy. Somebody made me take a fucking 4-mile walk in the middle of the night.
Yes.
Someone tricked me.
Hey, man. It was a choose-your-own-adventure. What do you want from me?
Yeah, I chose poorly. That was fun. It was fun.
All right, so...
I'm just tired.
Shoot. Okay. These are the ones that are outliers, I feel, like the pretty much the rest of my list here. How about... Let's go to self-titled. How about Regret?
I got
yes.
It.
No.
Oh. I definitely have Regret.
Wow. I have Regret that I didn't put that on here.
Regrets. I've had a few. All right. Well, we got three. See, that's the way these usually go, is there's like 20 that three of us have.
Yeah.
All right. So Regret goes over to the conversation. Come on. All right, Jenny, your turn.
Oh, shit. All right. Okay, I don't feel like anybody's going to have this one, but I could not say no to this song. It kind of hits on a lot of things that I love. It tells a story. It has like an old-time waltzy kind of feel, and it had a political message, and that's Paris is Burning.
Fuck me.
I've got it.
No.
Nope. But two, Do.
I was fully prepared for that one to get knocked out. I had to mention it because it checked a lot of boxes for me.
It made my first pass for sure, but it did not get all the way through. All right, Brian.
Okay. I'll just close out the Johnny trilogy, which is failing me miserably. Happy birthday, Johnny.
No.
No, I wanted to, but it didn't make it.
All right.
Well, okay then.
Johnny didn't do you no good.
I guess not. Johnny come lately. Johnny didn't come not at all, apparently.
Johnny didn't bother to show up.
Yeah.
All right, Peter.
Fucking Johnny.
Peter.
Let's do it for Johnny.
How about... Lightning.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
No.
Damn it.
Damn it, Jim.
All right. Shoot. I'm going to try something off of Actor. How about The Party?
Nope.
Party?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, I had a feeling. These are the ones. These are the ones. These are where the misses come from. All right.
Yeah.
Jenny?
Okay. Shit. I don't know which one to go with next. Optimist from Love This Giant.
Motherfucker. Nope.
Yes, I have it.
Yes.
All right.
Easily my second favorite on that album.
Well, it's good to know that I failed you miserably.
Yeah, that's seems typical.
Not just us, but David Byrne.
Yeah.
As well.
Well, you know, I'm good for something.
At least you're consistent.
All right. So Optimus was Jenny. It is Brian's turn.
Okay. I'll close out my... Actually, no, I have another one for the record. Never mind. Disregard. Opening track from Mass Seduction. I don't know why this song isn't more popular amongst her fan base. I think it's wonderful. Hang on me.
Fuck me. Nope.
No.
Nope.
So good.
You ain't wrong. You ain't wrong. All right, Peter?
How about Rattlesnake?
Yes. I got it.
It was... The last two songs I cut, was one of them.
Sorry.
All right. Nope. It still goes to the conversation. That was one that I was wrestling with a lot because I couldn't tell, another one of those songs where I couldn't tell if I was letting my preference in over what's, you know, what's the best version of her. All right, I'm just going to clear out my last four here. All right, so I got Save Me From What I Want.
Nope. Yes.
Oh, I got one.
Nope.
All right. I didn't think any of these would land, obviously. That's why they're here. Landmines?
Nope.
Mm-mm. Nope.
Okay, Landmines goes over there. Psychopath?
No.
No.
And Lazarus?
Yes, I have Lazarus.
No.
All right, so we got Lazarus into the conversation. All right, you want to clear out what you got left, Jenny?
Yep, I think I only have two left at this point. Your Lips Are Red?
Fuck me.
I love that one. Assuming that's a no.
Yeah.
No, and no, no.
Yeah. Black Rainbow.
Nope.
Nope.
All right. Brian?
Okay. Huey Newton?
Oh, no.
I Should Watch TV, even though I think it's more of a David Byrne song. Let's see. I think that might be it for me. Yeah. Yep.
All right. And you want to clear out whatever you got left, Peter?
Yeah. I mean, nobody's got these, but the Strangers.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Just the Same, but Brand New.
Mm. Oh, and that was like one of my favorite ones, but I couldn't bring myself to put it on the list because I was like, it's
no one's gonna have it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last one I got is Chloe in the Afternoon.
Okay.
That was a hard cut for me. Towards the end.
So we hit all the ones that the listeners offered up, except for Severed Cross Fingers and Laughing with a Mouthful of Blood.
And I had Severed Cross Fingers on my first pass of, like, without even listening at songs I know I love, and I still cut it towards the end.
All right, so we have three all the way through already. That's a solid start for a four-person panel. I hate to keep harping on that. It's just, it's rare. So we already have...
great. It's fine. We're great.
We got Cheerleader, Digital Witness, and Los Angeles are all the way through already. So now comes
great
the
songs.
Now comes the hard part. What do we have here?
Oh, Jesus.
I know, right?
I would like Marrow to go through for sure.
We have 19 that we need to cut down to 7.
19, all right.
All right, but I'm with Marrow. Y'all three had it, and it was song number 22, so like I'm with it. Let's put
I would like something from the David Byrne record. Lazarus, maybe. I had Lazarus and Optimist on here, so.
All right, so hold on.
I would prefer Who, quite personally, but.
Let me just start separating them. So we've got Lazarus, Optimist, and Who from the David Byrne record.
Could you play a second of Who? I know I had that one on my list, but it's not coming to mind right now.
Who?
No? Yeah.
No.
God, I hope that's picking up in the recording loud enough, because otherwise we're just all like listening and jamming.
Yeah. I mean, I'm good over here. Yeah.
Let's get a little meat here.
And here comes her part. It's good, yeah.
Yeah. So there's Who. Which
I like it, but it feels more Byrne than St. Vincent.
Yeah, it's fine. That's fair. It's only something from Naked, actually.
Let's see, and then...
So then Lazarus would be my next choice on that record, then.
Look, I had all three of these, so...
Yeah, I did too.
Oh, wait, no, I didn't. I didn't have Optimist. I had Lazarus and Who. God damn. This never helps. This
yeah.
never helps.
That's the one for me.
I think I have to go with that one because I like Optimus better personally, but I think Lazarus is a better song to put on the list.
Okay. I agree.
All right, so let's go with Lazarus. That gives us 5 all the way through. All right, so now the hard work comes in.
I vote Marry Me.
I'm down with Marry Me.
Of course I am. I mean... I had it.
Now, yes, for sure. I think that was the only two from that record. Paris is burning yeah.
as well. All right. So, any objection to Marry Me, Peter?
Nah.
All right.
it was one of the listeners too. Yeah. So. And the only part of the Johnny trilogy. So.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah.
All right, so that gives us 6. Now, at this point, do we want to start taking... Well, we've got pretty good
got
representation.
Got one of each, right?
Yeah.
I think so, yeah.
Right. So maybe we should start dropping some stuff here.
I would go to bat for New York, for sure.
All right. Looking at what's left... Is there anything that we can lose?
I still can't believe that Slow Disco didn't go through.
Sorry, Jesus.
It's heartbreaking to me. So yeah, if I don't get fucking Slow Disco, then New York has to go through then. For me.
Look, again, I had New York. I'm not gonna fight it.
Could you play Slow Disco for a second?
Well, disco's in the not trash.
Yeah, it's in the not listed.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, remember then, you guys all let me down? Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I'll do it again. It's fine.
So let's, just to make it easier, let's put all the Mass Seduction tracks together here at the top.
I just love that James would be so mad to both of the songs or this fucking conversation right now.
I'm really happy.
I'm going New York over Pills, but... I wouldn't hate either of those two.
Now, when I'm looking at the list that we have and what we have left, now both Savior and Mass Seduction look a little bit more like we can lose them at this point.
Redundant. I agree. They're not bad songs at all. They're just comparatively.
Yeah. I mean if I'm picking two of them, New York and Pills are the two that I'm picking.
Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Any disagreements?
I was the holdout on Pills, I think. I think everybody else had it, yeah?
Did you have Pills, Peter?
I definitely had it.
Yeah, I had it.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah, fuck it.
So let's
do Pills.
And yeah,
let's do Pills.
Yeah. Hold on. Let's see. So we're at 6. So I think Pills and New York, honestly.
I'm good with that.
Yeah, I'm good with that too.
All right.
I would like something else from self-titled to go through, so for sure. That
pink? Oh, yeah.
That's purple.
I would fight for Birth in Reverse.
Me too, yes.
Yes.
All right.
I think that's one of her quintessential songs.
Do it then.
And you said that was close for you anyway, right, Justin?
Yeah, it was one of those last 26, so. All right. And then... That gives us, what, 9? So now the real work begins.
Okay. Shit.
I feel like Cruel should go through, too.
Let's see.
What do we have from, her early record? Marrow, that's fucking solid. Yeah. Marrow and Cheerleader is what we have. Okay. Yeah.
And then... I'm not ready to let go of Now yet, but... all right, so Cruel. I mean, I don't know. Like, now at this point, I'm so happy that, like, 3 of us had it and then it's here. But, like, I'm not saying I want to go to bat for it, but I am saying, like, it's hard to let it go quite yet.
Did we put, fuck. Birth in Reverse Through? Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, we could probably drop the rest of the self-titled then.
All right, so let's leave Regret. Let's leave Rattlesnake. Again, let's... Because this is the last one. The last song.
Oh.
I think from this list we have, it either has to be Cruel or Year of the Tiger.
Okay.
Just me personally.
Let me... I don't know why Cruel isn't coming up on my
mental... It's on the top of the conversation list.
Yeah. Why it's not coming into my mental Rolodex. Hmm. This isn't gonna fucking help. What am I doing?
It's got her like electric guitar sound stuff going on. It sounds like it could be like a electronic thing, but it's a guitar.
All right. So if no, I mean, I'm down with that.
Yeah, I think that's got to go through.
How are you feeling, Jenny? Is anything else?
Both of those I didn't have, but Year of the Tiger made my first pass.
Oh, okay.
So
are you saying it's down to the same two?
I think so. Could you play Now? Are you guys against Now Now also? Because I was a holdout on that one too.
Now Now's fine. I like that one too.
Could you play a second of that one?
Sure. God damn it.
All right, I've changed my mind.
Yeah.
I want now through.
I kind of want it too. Yeah.
Changed my mind.
Well, and then so here.
Like the fact that it didn't make my first pass actually kind of makes me a little bit mad. Like it kind of should be there
Hold
already.
Because then it does that. Boom! Like it explodes.
Also later, she kind of shreds with the electric guitar. And that's
yes.
Fine.
Yeah.
That's right.
Let's do it.
All right. So let's go now then. What a change. What a change a minute can make. All right. So here's our 10. Cheerleader, Digital Witness, Los Angeles, Marrow, Lazarus, Marry Me, New York, Pills, Birth in Reverse, and Now. Hot damn.
Yeah.
What a fucking list.
Hot.
It's a solid list.
Damn. I gotta be honest, I think this is, I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back, but I think we fucking nailed it.
Yeah,
we did a pretty good job.
I think we absolutely nailed it. All right, so speaking of nailing it, heyo, Jenny. What?
Oh shit.
What is the one? The number one with a bullet.
I'm just gonna go with my gut and say Birth in Reverse.
Okay.
But I could probably be swayed.
I think knowing who's going to be voting on this, that's a good choice. otherwise, I would say it has to be one of the ones that we were unanimous on.
Yeah.
And between those two, it would either be Cheerleader or Los Angeles for me. But I think Birth in Reverse is, it's a quintessential song for her. So, and right. I think that, your esteemed judge at the best of would like that song a lot, especially because she talks about masturbating in it. So,
all right. And what are you thinking, Peter?
I'm down with Birth in Reverse.
Okay. Let's see. So that means, is it up to me then? Because this is, God, that's good.
I mean, I could really be easily swayed to Los Angeles too. Honestly,
if it's anything else, it has to be Los Angeles, I think.
All right,
God damn.
I know, right? trying to find it on my gimmick here. Now, this is Birth in Reverse. This doesn't help. So, I don't know. Like, I feel like...
I'm actually leaning a little bit more towards Los Angeles now.
I think what Los Angeles has is a pop sensibility that that might be, it might be better served as her representation in the best of list. Whereas
musically, yes, I think lyrically, I think Birth in Reverse is that, because it just the first two lines is like,
yeah,
everything she ever talks about in a song. You know, the mundane of everyday life, masturbating, and then also I'm still holding out for the laugh, which is a great line.
Yeah.
So,
but my wonder would be, with Birth in Reverse, would we be able to get him to even listen to hear that? Like, would he hear through this? Whereas
no, I think you're right. Let's go with Los Angeles.
All right.
Yeah.
Los Angeles. I mean, again, technically speaking, I don't think we can go wrong with any of these 10. So,
I mean, honestly, when I think of St. Vincent, the lyric that pops out for me that initially is, how can anybody have you and lose you and not lose mm-hmm. from Los Angeles? So,
all right. So here's our 10. Number one with a bullet, Los Angeles, unless Peter, you have vehement disagreement on that.
No, I'm down.
I mean, it feels like it's agreeable. Like, this list is agreeable. So, mm-hmm. Los Angeles, Cheerleader, Birth in Reverse, Digital Witness, Marrow, Lazarus, Marry Me, New York, Pills, and Now. And the crazy part here is nothing was, like, way off my radar. Like, the songs that I didn't have, let's see. Marrow I didn't have was song 22. Birth in Reverse was song 26. Like, this is a first for me, I think. Oh, cool. The cats are fighting.
My cat is laying here like a total slut, just legs akimbo, listening to me talk. She's the best.
That's the best way to listen to Deprogrammed, I think.
That's true.
I mean, especially this one. Yeah.
Give it a little stretch here. And I got to stretch all the way. I'm going to stretch my hand through my microphone and tell you that you can go to patreon.com/ohhijustin, ladies and gentlemen, if you understand, if you will, and you can listen to our after-the-fact conversation, whatever conversation's going to spawn from this conversation, you understand, if you will, reach into my hand, patreon.com/ohhijustin, $1 a month, daddy. It's only $1 a month, and you can help me greatly, daddy, you understand, if you will. No, but... through the dusty voice, patreon.com/ohhijustin. Would love to have you as a patron, and you do get all sorts of content. Literally, I don't know if you guys know this, but I create content.
What?
And lots of it. So we would love to have you aboard. There is an after the fact conversation that is going to happen, and then you can also watch the before the after the fact videos, which are things that are kind of leading to this discussion and coming from this discussion. So do all that stuff, and I gotta stop these cats from fighting. So, St. Vincent, learn them and love them, people. We'll see you next week. Goodbye. Okay,